When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Training camp is upon us. Oh, how glorious it is. As Brian brought us, the Super Bowl winning scout is there. He is in Oxnard, California. We have practice today. This is amazing. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian brought us. Welcome in to Love of the Star as football is back. Thank you to everybody who filled out our surveys. Hopefully you got a little bit of our merch. I'm rocking the Love of the Star shirt right now. Brian, we've got yours here that we'll get to you as soon as we join you out there in California. But brother, my gosh, things started with a bang yesterday. Yeah. The opening pressers, what were your takeaways from what Jerry, Steven, and Shoddy had to say?
Well, you know what? I think to me, the first thing that Jerry Jones and Steven Jones were iterating was that their players are under contract. You know, and that's something that, you know, when we start to talk about hold in, hold outs, things like that, you know, they wanted it to be known that, hey, our guys are under contract. There's certain obligations they have. You know, we negotiate certain deals. And, you know, they talked about that, you know, how important it was to have everybody there on the same page, you know, working together. And, you know, leadership was brought up. And I the first thing I thought of when Jerry and Steven started going after Diggs and started going after Parsons was that, you know, Brian Schottenheimer is going to be put in a difficult situation right now. And I think there's going to be some good cop, bad cop. That's always something that people talk about, you know, like, you know, I've been in organizations before where you've had to walk up to the players and say, listen, I don't share front offices expectations or what they're saying about you. I don't think that's accurate. You know, you go up and you have to put your arm around them and say, hey, listen, I'm going to need you. I'm sorry. This is it's part of the business. I understand it's a nasty and poor part of the business, but that's kind of the first thing I thought about. But Jerry and Steven were very adamant about that. They were saying, hey, our guys are under contract. And Jerry was talking about availability. And, you know, with Micah Parsons and, you know, but he could also talk about availability with, you know, with Dak Prescott. He even went back and thought kind of some hindsight thoughts about, hey, did I sign Diggs too early? Did I sign Steele? Steele caught a stray by not doing anything, you know, other than just like, you know, just the contract the way it is. So, yeah, I think that is it's a very difficult situation for Schottenheimer. It's very difficult for the coaches. And, you know, they're going to have to be the ones that go up, put their arm around the player and say, listen, I understand. I understand what you're trying to do here. But I don't share management's view here. You know, I want you to get paid. I want you to be, you know, one of our best players. I want you to be that leader. I want you to be everything that we need as a football player for the Dallas Cowboys to help them win games. So, yeah, this is a very Well, yeah, I tell you what, it was both barrels, and you know, they went after it. And I guarantee you, again, it goes back to Stephen Jones, and it goes back to conversations with David Mulugeta and others. Are there those everyday dialogues that we think of when you start to talk about negotiations? You know, and Stephen was adamant about that. Hey, two-way street. You know, I mean, and you know, the Cowboys get painted into a very difficult corner because of the way that contracts generally get done here. You know, I think they would like to negotiate, but a smart agent will not negotiate with these guys. They'll let this thing drag, and then eventually they'll find a way. Like the Cowboys will say, okay, we need the player in, and here we go.
I thought it was also interesting, like the order of operations. We got kind of a peek inside how they go about these negotiations, because Jane asked a question, and Steven was very quick to respond, like, Jerry doesn't talk to the agents.
No, not at all.
Me and Adam Pacifica talk to the agents. Jerry doesn't have time for that stuff. So I think we know now, and for those that have wondered, I think a lot of this isn't, and Jerry alluded to it when he talked about Mike, you know, bringing it up with Mike McCarthy, and he didn't do a lot of draft stuff in Green Bay, but he wants input from everybody, right? And then he's going to go ahead and sign off on it, but it's kind of a collaborative effort. But when it comes to getting these negotiations done, it's clearly Steven and it's clearly Adam Pacifica that are the ones handling the agents.
No question. I mean, I think Adam is actually the lead guy on this. And, you know, Steven's brought in at certain times when things need to be kind of, you know, talked about. And as far as going through, it's like, okay, is this language okay? Are we all right with the number of years? Are we okay with the roster bonuses, signing bonuses, what all that? This is where Steven gets brought in. Adam really is the point man for the Cowboys. And I think there's a lot of times where unfairly Adam Pacifica, you know, gets cast as a villain here. And not a lot of people know about Adam. I've worked with Adam for a long time. I've known Adam for a long time. He's a very diligent, hardworking guy, but he also works for the Joneses. And you know, when you're in these contract negotiations, you know, and you're the point man, you know, if you have the ability to sign off on the deal, it makes it a lot easier. But if you're having to go through other channels to get to the final contract, that could be very difficult. He could say, okay, I would like to do it this way. And then maybe Jerry and Steven and Jones' family might have a different idea of how they want to do this, how they want to structure it. So there's times where Adam could appear to be the bad guy here. And again, a lot of people probably don't know about Adam Pacifica, but I think he does a solid job with what he has to work with.
Yeah, and with Micah, it's been very clear, the word leadership. And this goes back to the draft, right? They've got an expectation. We're going to pay you this amount of money. We're going to need to make sure that you're checking every box possible to warrant being the highest paid defensive player in the league. And I think it's great that Mike is there. I'm wondering now, we get practice underway. You know, Mike has said and done all the right things. Is this going to be a legit hold in where he is just kind of standing around, or is he actually going to be part of practice? Brian, I don't think Micah can go through an entire training camp without being part of this thing. I kind of think we're going to see him practice.
You know, I'm kind of in that 70-30 that he's not going to practice, and the 30 being that potentially he can. I don't feel like that what Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones said about him yesterday changes where him and David Mulugeta are right now. I think it's, you know, it's an unfortunate, unfortunate that the player has to hear that. But sometimes in negotiations, you need to hear the tough things. And I think that David Mulugeta was really advising Micah Parsons correctly, he would say, don't practice. Don't do this. Don't risk. You know, we've seen injuries in practice. We've seen the Sam Williams injury. I've seen other Sean Lee in a mini camp. I mean, you see injuries in practice. It's unfortunate part of the game. But if you're out there, just that one misstep could be the difference between you being available and not being available. And I think David Mulugeta has probably been pretty clear to Micah Parsons. Listen, as much as you like to be out there and be with your team and try and do all those things, don't step on that field until we got this deal. You know, don't risk potentially what we have ahead of us just because you want to jump into a one-on-one pass rush drill. Now, yeah. Steven and Jerry will tell you, like, wait a minute now, you're under contract. You know, you're under contract here. We're trying to negotiate something that you don't have. You have a contract with us. We picked up your fifth year option, $24 million. That is what we agreed to. You know, we picked that option up. And yeah, Steven and Jerry absolutely want to see him practice out there while they do this. But my gut, the 70% of me says, I don't think that'll happen. And they could talk about leadership and all that. And Micah talks about it too.
Sure.
But man, I think the toothpaste is already out of the tube, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, why all of a sudden do we want to be a leadership guy now when the money's on the line? I why weren't you a leader when, you know, Dak Prescott, I'm giving guys credit that have come before that have been leaders when their contract, when they were in their first or second year of their contract, you know? And I fully respect Micah Parsons wanting to go and travel and see the world and not maybe want to be a part of classroom football. I get all that. But now you're kind of talking about this leadership stuff when we're to the point of you getting paid $40 million.
Right.
It probably would have been easier for the Cowboys when you were making $2 or $3 million your first or second or third year, and then you showed leadership traits, much like Dak Prescott has.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've thought the same thing. I guess my understanding of it, at least from his perspective, would be maybe he felt held back because of DeMarcus Lawrence. And Lawrence was kind of the elder statesman in the room, and he didn't have, that's maybe why they butted heads a little bit. And now the tank's gone. He feels like, okay, now it's my time. Now nobody is in my way. I'm able to step up and be that. But you're right. And a lot of people that are kind of, oh, where's this leadership stuff? If you've listened to us on 105.3 The Fan and you've listened to the platforms that we're on, the stuff with Micah behind the scenes we've talked about for 2 years. I heard whispers this time last year, David Mulligetta's agency and the people around him were telling Micah, dude, you've got to start to shape up because they knew these conversations were coming around. And if you're a pain in the ass, it doesn't matter how good you are. The NFL will move on from you. And you saw, to me, the best version of Micah Parsons, at least public facing, that we've ever seen. And hopefully that goes and continues. I think he's doing all the right things, showing up and being there. We'll see if he ends up practicing. But yeah, the leadership stuff, I am with you. The dig stuff, man, is really, this is kind of getting ugly between both sides. Like, what are our expectations of Diggs this year about him even playing? He's going to start up on PUP. But this seems like there's bad blood between him and the organization, or am I kind of making it too big? I mean, just Jerry's comments, he's got out of his way multiple times now to take shots at Trayvon Diggs.
Well, Jerry is, it's, you know, he paid a premium for a corner, and Jerry's the one. And I think Jerry's really mad at himself for doing this one. And, you know, Diggs and his team asked for an amount that went below market value. They got it. And so it worked out well. You know, Diggs got his money, and the Cowboys thought that they were going to get a potential Pro Bowl corner, a very talented corner, very productive, you know, finds ways to make plays on the ball, you know, has his moments where he's not great, but, you know, for the most part, pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. But this is where I think that Jerry Jones, the frustration level for Jerry Jones is now a very high level, because he gave the contract, and that's his own doing, as I just mentioned. Diggs gets hurt, and he's thinking like, okay, unfortunately, I mean, Jerry's had players that have gotten hurt and given contracts before. I mean, we traded for damn Joey Galloway, got hurt the first damn week of the season. You know, so, you know, there's our frustrations and things like that. But where Jerry was frustrated is like, okay, last year you did not rehab with the same type of intensity that we needed you to. And we feel like that might have set you back. Well, maybe Diggs was looking at the situation like, man, you guys forced me back in. I wasn't completely healthy and I got hurt again. You know, maybe that's where a little bit of this trust might be going. But all of a sudden, you know, Jerry's now situation. I paid you. You didn't rehab with the same intensity that I needed you to. And then you hurt again. And now you're staying away from the organization. Now the frustration level is now on a whole different level. It went from being, okay, we paid you, you need to be better. Okay, you're not trying to be better at all. And so that's, I think, the frustration that Jerry has right now with him and the organization. That, listen, the $500,000 that he left on the table has nothing to do with his rehab. It has everything to do with him just coming and showing up and working out. That's it. I mean, you come in, you check in, you're around 80% of the time. All you have to do is, you know, and that's where this whole thing is at. It was something that was negotiated and thrown in as a way to make sure that like, hey, here's a way to give you some extra money to make the deal look like it's a really, you know, it's a really strong high-end deal. Right. And he said, no, I'm not interested in hanging out with you guys. And I'm not. And so that's where I think the frustration level is with Jerry right now. This is the second year we've had to kind of go through this.
Right. Yeah, it's frustrating. And it made me think about a lot of the conversations we had during post games where the Cowboys haven't gotten the return on the investment with a lot of these second contracts. And it has to do, unfortunately, with either play or the injuries. And, you know, he mentioned it's unfortunate they pay Dak, he gets hurt. Diggs, now they've paid him, he's had two massive injuries. So I get that. Like, if you're paying players top of the dollar money, it's like, damn, now you're not available to play for us. It can be very, very frustrating when you're shelling out that amount of money. You are listening to Love the Star podcast. Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast you can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.